Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yoshua Daniel ben Frida Simcha Bracha Batzlacha Chamatzei Yadav. The Rambam in Hilchas Asurim Mizbeach Perek Dalet Alcha Gimel writes, "Behemish Esicha Kuba V'Higichua," an animal they were playing with, and they caused it to gore. Ache Misis Adam, until it killed a person. Harayz Ksheira L'Mizbeach Meshi Kanusa. So she's Ksheira to be brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon, because she's anusa, she's being forced. Normally when an animal kills, it's pasul mizbeach, but this animal is kashul mizbeach. That's perek dalet halacha gimel halacha vav. Hanevad, if an animal is served as an avodah zara, bein shabbat shlo bein shel chaver, bein benes bein bratz bein mizod bein mishkaga, reza aser. Whether he served his own animal, someone else's animal, whether it's ba'ones or bratz and bizod or mishkaga, it's aser. So it's very interesting when it comes to an animal that was instigated into becoming a behema that gored and killed a person. It's ksheira l'mizbeach because it's anusa. When it comes to nevad, even if the avodah zarah was done ba'ones, the animal is aser. So that the Rambam writes in halacha gimel that is shor, that was higichua, that they caused him to gore, which the Gemara calls shor it's stadin, the shore of the stadium. It's kashal mizbech. It's the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Mem Amid Beis. There's a machlok. It's famously between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's kashal mizbech because it's ones. Shmuel says puzzle because an avera was done with it. And the Rambam Paskin is like Rav because Allah is like Rav in his surim. So we have to understand what the shorish of their machlokas is. And this machlokas looks like the same machlokas that they have in Avodah Zarah and Daf Nedalad Amid Aleph. Like Abay Mishdacha Bele Behemto Baones. If it's bechal nevad and puzzle lahakrava. If somebody bows down to his animal and is forced to, out of avodah zarah, is that included in the isser of nevad and pasul l'hakrava? Because Rami Bar Chama there holds that it's included in nevad, which means even though it's ba'ones, it's still aser, which sounds like Shmuel who pasuls it l'mizbeach because nevda bo'avera, this shor it's tadin, it's pasul l'mizbeach because nevda bo'avera. Here also Rami Bar Chama holds that it's included in nevad. When it's nevad ba'ones, and Reb Zera argues and says, no, ba'ones rachmana patre, the sibul lanara lo sasa davar, onus the Torah patres you. You don't, lanara lo sasa davar, when a girl's raped, she's guiltless, she didn't do anything wrong. And therefore, this animal is not considered nevad when it's nevad ba'ones. Tosis there, look there, please, in Tosis, avodah zarah nindalet amid aleph, yivar maskil maskif, explains their machlokes, that bevadai kulei alma lechatchila, you have to be motzer nefesh on avodah zarah before hesya. That everybody agrees. They're only arguing if a maisa avodah zarah bitzina al yedei kfiya asers the animal bishtachavo, when one bows down to the animal. Rabbi Zera holds that it's not a maisa avodah zarah and it doesn't aser the behaima. And Rambam Bar Chama says, no, since before Hesi you have to be Moser Nefesh, it's called Avodah Zarah, and it's considered Nevat. So there's a famous Tshuva on the Chemda Shlomo and Arachayim Simen Lamed Ches, who explains that the Machlokes of Reb Zera and Rami Bar Chama and also Rav there, if Nevat Be'ones is Nifzalak Rava, is totally be sold geder ones b'dinei Torah. What is the nature of ones in Torah? Zera holds that a mice of ones isn't considered a mice at all, and therefore it's not including considered nevad because there's no mice of avodah zarah. And even though the pu'ula of avodah zarah before hesir requires you to be moser nefesh, so it's not midin avodah zarah, even if you're ovated, it's machlokas rishonim. The Rambam holds that it's mitin kiddush Hashem. The reason you have to be moser nefesh is not because if you do it you'll be ovid avodah zarah. It's not considered avodah zarah if it's bonus. It's bechlal not ovid. It's bechlal not a ma'isa of avodah zarah. That a ma'isa of bonus is not considered a ma'isa. The only thing is that one's chayv to be moser nefesh mitin kiddush Hashem, like the Rambam says in Yisodei Torah. And Rami Bar Chama and Rava hold that a Maisa bonus is considered a Maisa, and it has a shame of a Zara, and therefore it's considered Nevad. It's considered as if the animal was served as an Avodah Zara. So So that's the gist of what the Heilige Chaim de Shlomo writes in his famous Tshuva Nor Chaim Siman Lamed Ches, that the argument between Reb Zeir and Reb Rami Bar Chama is whether a Maisa Ba'onis is considered a Maisa. According to Reb Zeir, it's not, and therefore it's Kasha L'Hakrava when it was Nevad Ba'onis. And according to the other opinions, it is considered a Maisa, and therefore it's Pasal L'Hakrava. So Lefi Dvarav, we can say that that's also the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, Gabay Shoret Stadin. If it's Kasha L'Mizbeach, Rav, whose machshir holds that it's not considered an Ogeach, that's Pasal HaKrava, because a Maisa bonus is considered a Maisa, this animal did a bonus. It wasn't his fault, he was instigated, he was egged on. And Shmuel holds, no, that a Maisa bonus is considered a Maisa. And it's Nifsal Midin Nogeach. But if we say that, then we get into trouble. First of all, why do we have this machlokas twice? We have it with Rav and Shmuel Gabay Nogeach, and we have it in the machlokas of Reb Zeir and Rava and Maseches Avodah Zarah Gabay Nevad. Why does the same machlokas have to be repeated twice, and the Gemara doesn't connect them? And also, then we have Akasha, the Stira, and Halachas, because the Rama Paskins in Halacha Gimel, like Rav, that's short, said down it's Kasha Lak Rava, because it's not considered legabe, but b'chalam nogeach, that's puzzle. So you see, a maisa bonus is not considered a maisa, but legabe nevad, he passes like Rami Barcham and Rava, that if your mishtachav ela behemto bonus is considered nevad, and it's puzzle like Rava. Like the Chaim de Shlomo was medayek, and in the Sefer Chazanish, Yerodeh Simit Samachet Sif Katan Beis. So we see that a maisa bonus is considered a maisa. And we can testara leinu akushia. Now we have this big kasha stira in the Rambam. The Rambam, with respect to Shoretz Tzadin, seems to say that a maisa bonus is not considered a maisa, and therefore he's machshir such an animal on his back when he was nogeach bonus. And later on, with respect to neva, the Rambam says that a maisa seems to say that a maisa bonus is considered a maisa, and therefore neva bonus is considered neva, and the animal is pasal akrav, and therefore it would appear, says the Sefer Avodas Masa of Agon Reb Ephraim Meir Shlita of Yerushalayim, and page Shin Chavav of the Sefer, he explains that the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel Gabi Din Nogeach is not shaykh to the machlokas of Reb Zeir and Rami Rachama B'din Nevad. And the explanation is based on what the Chaim de Shlomo writes in Siman Lamed Tes, that the halacha, the Rambam holds that the gedder of Ones is as follows, that it's true that it's considered a Maisa Gamor. It's just not Mesiaches to the Gavra who did it. Yes, it's a Maisa, but the Maisa is not Mesiaches to the person who does the Maisa. And therefore, he passes Allah and Allah above, that Nevad, the Ones, is considered Avodah. Because you're right, the Maisa is not Mesiaches to the person, but there was a Maisa here of Avodah, and therefore it's concluded in Nevad. And that's not like Rabbi Zeira, because Rabbi Zeira holds that Ones is not a Maisa at all. The Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Zeira. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Bar Chama, that it is a Maisa. It's just not Mesiaches to the person. And the Chaim de Shlomo proves this from what we paskin, that Eishes Kohen Shenensa is considered a Zona, even though it was a Maisa bonus, but you see a Maisa bonus is still considered a Maisa. And Lefizeh, we can explain in the Sugi of Shor Yitzadin that the MS, the Kulei Alma, we paskin like Rav on the Sugi and on Maseches Avodah Zarah, that Ones is a Maisa Gamor. It's just not Mesiaches to the one who does it. And now we have a discussion with Shor Yitzadin. Is it Nifsal Mishum Nogeach? Shmuel holds that it's Nifsal even though the negicha was bonus, and the negicha is not misyachis to the shor. And if it was a person on oger, you would be able to mechayiv him. Nevertheless, the maisa was a maisa negicha, and it's considered a maisa. So sof sof, there was a maisa al yidei gufo, a maisa negicha. And therefore, it's like nevad. Nevad, the yisod apsul is when the animal was served, that it was nevad al yidei acherim. And begufo nasa avera, it's mais lagavoa. It's disgusting to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with something that was served. So here also, here there was a maisa done begufo, a maisa negicha, which is mais lagavoa. And that's what Shmuel says. Hare nevda bo avera. An avera was done. And that's the yisod apsul. Like we saw by the Zona. It's not her fault. But there was a Maisa Znus done with her, so she's a din of a Zona. But Rav argues and Rav holds that the gedder of the Yesod of the Psul Nogeach is different than the Psul of Nevad. Because the Yesod of Nevad is that an Avera was done with the Behema. That Rav agrees to, like Rav and Avodah Zarah. But the Psul of Nogeach is that he does the Maisa. Shenasa al Yado Hanagicha. And therefore, since it was done by Ones, and it's not Mesiachisim, it's not included in the Psul of Nogeach. So it emerges then that here they're arguing Dafka B'din Nogeach. It's a specific local argument in Ogeach. And within Nevad Bonus, they're not arguing. And they both hold like Rav over there. That's Enachinami. That it's considered Nevad. Because it is a Maisa. A Maisa Bonus is a Maisa. Question is it Mesiaches to the one who did it? So Rav holds no. And the Yesod Psul of Nogeach is that it has to be Mesiaches to the animal. And since it's not, so then the animal is kosher like Rava. Shmuel holds that as long as the Avera was done, Begufa Behema, that's enough to passel it. So now, for Renfurt, the Stira and Rambam, he passed in the Gabe Shorit studying that it's kosher like Rava since it's Ones. Now, Ones you're off the hook, but in Halacha Vav, the Gabe Nevad, why Ones you're off the hook? Because the animal, the mice and the Gicha is not Mesiach, it's the animal. But in Halacha Vav, the Gabe Nevad, he passels it because sof, the animal was served. It wasn't served by this person. The mice is not Mesiaches to him, but there was a mice avoda done on this animal. And in Mamela, that's what passels the animal. So there's a chilik between the Yesod of Psul of Nogeach and the Psul of Nevad. Ubeguf divrei Hachem de Shlomo, begedu din ones, the Halacha we paskin. According to the Chem de Shlomo, that ones means that it's not Mesiaches, the one who does it. So the Rivash and Simon Kufayin Aleph argues with this, and you see from him that a Maisa bonus is Mesiaches to the Gavra. It's just the Avera has less quality, Echos HaAvera Klisha. So that's a discussion in the Avodas Masa in Hilchos Eidos and Perek Yud Alecha Beis. He discusses this in those tests. So Taka, the Maisa Ism is Miyuchas to the one who did it. And therefore we have to reassess our understanding of the Machlokas between Shorat Sadin. So when Rav says Shorat Sadin is Kosher LaKrav because it's Ones, what he means is the din ones ha'amar b'chol ha'Torah kula. We can say that it's from the pasuk of ula nara los ase dover. So you don't do anything to the girl when she's raped; she's innocent. And this animal also, this animal's innocent; didn't do anything wrong. Kasher la krava. Ones, So you're right, the act is misyaches to the animal, but just like an arrow lo sasa davar, you don't punish. You know, there seem to be two different gedarim here. One is a din in onshin, and one is a din in whether the animal did this maisa. Akopanim lo arrow lo sasa davar. So the girl is guiltless, we consider the animal guiltless, and therefore the animal is kasher l'akrava. Or you can say that he's not talking about ones of kol tara kula rav when he ponders this, when he says this animal is kasher l'akrava. But just like the gabe misa niske mamon, we say that negichas ashur through hergel, that they taught him to do it, isn't considered ki yigach, because the parsha of niske mamon and misa is only negicha ide tivo, if that's his nature, that's the negicha that's mechayiv in misa. Like the Griz discusses in his Sefer Nechos Niskei Mamon, so too Rav holds in the Psul Negicha, that only Negicha Tivis, only if it's a natural Negicha, that's what passes him, and not that he was taught to do this Negicha. So we have some thoughts on the topic of Ones, very, very Yisodistik Ashas Sugya, and we should all be Zoche Lumo Dulalam Midlishma Velasas, or the Kaim is called Divrei Samu Tarasu Biahavo, Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.